those on it is absolutely fantastic. So
you know what it is? You didn't serve this with bone marrow. You served this just plain bread. This is your fault, Bob. That's why the ass too high.
Well, I could take Justin out in the back with an axe. I mean, yeah.
I know he wants to after my flavor notes from this show. Just give him a reason.
But yeah, overall, just a really, really pretty wine. So we're going to be giving the Martin Ray Hallberg Ranch Russian River Valley Pinot Noir 2022. Three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next wine from Martin Ray. Let me grab it. Which is the Martin Ray Diamond Mountain District Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It is 14.2% ABV, Napa Valley Appellation, Diamond Mountain Vineyard. 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, fermented in small 4 to 6 ton open-top fermenters with thrice-daily pump-overs for cap management. Upon finishing fermentation, the wine is allowed to rest on its skins for up to a month, aged in 60% new French oak for 18 months. So let's take a look here at the color. Got a really nice dark, dark garnet. Some nice, yeah, very nice color. And on the nose, cherries, raspberries, and we'll be back.
It smells like we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. On the nose again, pomegranates, violets. On the palate, though, This is the Martin Ray Hallberg Ranch, or the Martin Ray Diamond Mountain District Cabernet 21. Dark cherries, raspberries, plum. There's a minerality in there. There's a little bit of a dustiness, maybe a little graphite. It's got a nice, firm mouthfeel. Coats the tongue, gets the front, side, and the back. Got a good acidity to it. Got really nice tannin. I like this one a lot. What did you think, Justin?
It's a very complex wine. It's got I feel like I'm got my back to a room where they're drying tobacco. And then there's like,
but you're not facing that room.
No, it's behind me. And then in front of me is like a bunch of tanks of wine and, just enjoying like tobacco meets fruit. And there's a beautiful dryness on the palate. And the finish is light and dry. It's not its strongest component, but the nose is really where it's at on this one. Loved it. What'd you think, Harmeet?
At first, I didn't know what to think about this wine because it didn't have traditional Cabernet notes for me. It turns out it just needed air. And you may have heard me using the aerator next to the microphone there. because I poured another glass of it.
I thought you just had Indian food again.
Those noises. That wasn't my gut.
I know it wasn't your gut. It was somewhere else.
This is the 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon, and I think it needs more time.
It definitely needs more time.
We killed a child here, man. Yeah. This wine is way too young to be drinking right now.
Yeah. I feel guilty, you know, drinking it and rating it, because it definitely, a couple more years.
At least.
It's great now, but it's just going to get better.
Yeah, so I that's why I was a little put off by it at first. But giving it time to breathe, you know, it's been sitting here open for over an hour while we've been discussing wines. And, you know, we start tasting, you know, quite a bit before we start recording. And then I just pour through the aerator again, and I'm getting some more traditional cab notes. There's like a hint of cassis there, but more black cherry, tobacco. Like you said, you've got the tobacco barn behind you, not in front of you.
Right.
But in the vicinity somewhere, I smell that tobacco barn. Black plum, bay leaf, white pepper. It's got really hints of leather coming out as well. And then on the palate, it's just lots of fruit and tobacco.
Rather have the bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
I was spitting out the wine just now. I'm going to spit it across the room. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very plush mouthfeel. This wine is wonderful. It's just we just drank it too young.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
and nice long finish.
That's, you know, how many times do we say this on the show? Because, you know, we're getting whatever the current release is, and that's our job, is to sort of taste through it. And sometimes it, you know, it tastes like it tastes, but sometimes you taste it and you go, yeah, this is,
you could taste potential.
This is going to be so much better in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to be giving the Martin Ray Diamond Mountain District Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 three sips, but
I think it's just higher. I think it's just the potential's there.
Yeah, it's open this next year. It'll probably be four and a half. So that takes us to our last wine, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Our final wine of the evening is the Inception. Is this Martin Ray Synthesis? The Inception of Synthesis was 1997, with the intention of making a flagship wine that was defining a representation for their love of the vintage. What does that mean? What weird markets?
You read it wrong. That was a defining representation of their love for the vintage. You read it wrong.
I'm dyslexic, but whatever.
Yes. Well, you're something.
I've been drinking. And each year they set out to highlight each Synthesis vintage by blending their best barrels. So Martin Ray Synthesis Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 is 14.3% ABV. It's Napa Valley, 100% cab, grape sourced from Oak Knoll, Mount Veeder, Rutherford, and Diamond Mountain District. Hand-picked grapes fermented in small 5-ton open-top fermenters for 2 weeks with pump over, and 40% new French oak, new French and American oak for 16 months. The color is an opaque garnet with ruby edges. It's freaking gorgeous. The nose, berries and cassis and black olive and thyme. I just got ripe red fruit, black olives, such good acidity on the nose, too. It's really balanced and bright. Mm. Wonderful mouthfeel. Absolutely silky, gorgeous. The balance of tannin and acidity here is absolutely perfect. This is what I really like. Sweet and savory fruit, and I get that olive on the palate. Floral notes. This one's the one I want. Yeah, bring this one home, man. What do you think, Justin?
So I got nice oak on the nose to start, and then that Rutherford dust note came after
definitely,
that.
Definitely.
It's a really nice blend of the different Appalachians. You got the crispness of the Diamond Mountain District. You got the body of Mount Veeder.
You said Rutherford dust already, yeah.
The smoothness of Oak Knoll. They did a great job. Keep making this, please. It's my advice.
Yeah, what'd you think, Bob? I loved it. This was the highlight of this episode. This one was really, really well done. Again, all three of their wines were lovely. One was I'm stoked. And this is a 22, and the last one was a 21. It just goes to show you. So,
yeah, fantastic. The 21 needs more time. The 22 is drinking perfectly right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's so well balanced. It's just the black olives just leap out of the glass. Dark red berries. A little bit of cherry in there. The currants. The thyme. I mean, the nose on this thing is just absolutely fantastic. And the palate's even better. It's so well balanced. The acidity is there. The tannin is there. They just balance in complete harmony. Really, really, really nice. So we're going to be giving the Martin Ray Synthesis Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So
there you go.
That's all we have the time for today. We've drank well. We've eaten at least a loaf of bread and a quart of olive oil, so it's a good day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do love it when they send the olive oil. I want to thank our host for joining us. Thank you, Justin.
Pleasure to be here, ready for my nap.
Yeah, me too. I think Harm's already asleep. Harm, are you asleep?
The wine and the bread, my blood sugar says nap time, baby.
Your wife's been trying to get us to kill you for years. This is how we're trying to do it. It's just going to take us 25 years to do it. So.
Yeah.
She gets the insurance money. It's all
right. Yeah. She gets it or who?
Yeah, my daughter.
Okay, there you go. Well, this is Made Man Bob reminding you life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately today, we didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a 110 Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you. We are diverse